Well, as USDA is in the midst of developing new framework for animal disease traceability, APHIS, the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, has been holding public meetings to get feedback from those in the industry. Georgia State veterinarian Dr. Carter Black was one of those attending the recent meeting held in Atlanta and explains what it is producers will be looking at once the plan is put in place.
We're going to have to be get all of the animals identified. It's going to be a chore. We're going to have to try to figure out how we're going to fund a database to store all of this information in, personnel to enter information from certificates of veterinary inspection and that kind of thing.
Of course, everyone is still familiar with the original NAIS plan that USDA scrapped, as now the program USDA is working on will require states and tribal nations to establish the ability to trace animals moving interstate back to their state of origin. And Dr. Black knows there are various challenges ahead.
I feel like I have lost a good bit of credibility with the industries because of the way that animal ID and all has evolved. We had timelines, we had this, we had that, and everything just changed when we got close to a timeline. Well, we changed directions. So I think that's something that we've got to overcome, is the loss of credibility with some of the industry people.
One of those industry people, Josh White with the Georgia Cattlemen's Association, was also at that meeting and said he likes the fact the plans are for a more state-focused program.
It's a lot easier to get response from your state vet, and a lot of us know Dr. Carter Black and appreciate his efforts. So that new focus of focusing on states, there seems to be a genuine effort to say, let's make it work this time. And one of my big concerns is I don't want a single cattle producer going out of business because of this regulation, and that's what we're here to defend.
Of course, more meetings on this are taking place as Dr. Black has been in Denver this week at USDA's Joint Strategy Forum on Animal Disease Traceability. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.